Well, more rain and storms, exclamation point, coming off a three-day streak here of wet weather, and it's going to continue. And really what we're seeing, a little bit of a change. Yesterday we noticed it with the morning sunshine, so it was more unstable once those storms developed by noon. So they had a little more gusto. They were pretty heavy. We had some reports of, a few reports of very small hail, but mostly it was strong winds, a lot of lightning, and very heavy rainfall. Rainfall rates 1 to 2 inches or more per hour. And now a number of spots have had at least their average May rainfall over the last few days, and in many cases much, much more than the average rainfall for May, which is about 2.5 inches, give or take, across most of the metro area and northeastern Florida. So for today, a few showers around even this morning with this very tropical air mass. We still have that stubborn, weak, but a very important upper-level low over the Gulf of Mexico. The circulation around that area of low pressure, which is counterclockwise, is drawing moisture, tropical moisture, northward up across the Florida Peninsula in concert with some little disturbances around that area of low pressure, and it's just the perfect ingredient for perfect recipe for heavy showers and thunderstorms that are going to continue on and off today, this afternoon in particular, and again tomorrow, midday through the afternoon hours. In many spots, many neighborhoods could see another 1 to 2 inches of rain, locally even more. A few of the storms will produce the gusty winds, the frequent lightning. So keep an eye to the sky. Again, it's not a washout per se, but boy, you got to keep an eye to the sky in this kind of weather. And it will cause some delays for outdoor activities and work and whatnot, no doubt about that. Now, there is a subtle change as we head into the weekend. That changes the surface winds. They'll be more out of the southeast. And that's important for especially the beaches and coastal areas, because the tendency will be for the showers and thunderstorms to develop more inland and stay inland, and in fact shift more westward through the afternoon hours on Saturday and Sunday. So that protects our beaches a little bit. There still may be some showers overnight or in the early morning hours at the beaches, but a largely drier weather pattern for the beaches over the weekend. Still very warm, of course, but a little bit more favorable for outdoor activities, while inland will still be battling the afternoon showers and thunderstorms. But near the I-95 corridor, the best chance for rain over the weekend looks like it'd be about noon to 2 p.m., maybe 3 p.m. Then mainly west of Highway 301 thereafter. So the metro area, we'd be really looking at the early afternoon hours and then a tendency to shift more west, as it would appear right now. So that is a little bit of a change. And the showers and storms should become at least at times a little more scattered as we head through the weekend. So again, not a washout, but you will have to keep an eye to the sky for the showers and the storms that do develop. And that continues right on into the early part of next week. And then by the middle of next week, there are some indications we go back into more of a southerly flow of tropical air up into the area, which would mean more widespread showers and storms returning at that point. Boy, it was a day for storm watching and clouds yesterday, no doubt about that. Really some spectacular photos. I've posted them on my Twitter account at Mike First Alert and my Facebook fan page, and also a new Burrish blog, a little bit about this early start to the wet season, which typically begins in late May or June. The La Nina, an update on what appears to be the end of our latest La Nina episode. So I talk about that and the potential to become an El Nino later this year, maybe late summer into the fall. That has implications for our hurricane season. And also, this is bike week, as in pedals and two tires, bicycle week. It's actually the month of May is bicycle month. You can really save, of course, on gas. It's good for the environment. And you get some great exercise. So now's the time to maybe do a little bit of biking. There's more in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Keep that umbrella handy. Stay dry with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.